cozy little cottage, lying lonely in the scrub, far from the noise and bustle of the township and the pub, where seldom there's a happening to make the heart rejoice. The same old story over in the big scrub's mournful voice. There sometimes comes a swagman if his thirst or tucker pushed. Few are the other callers, and as a rule they all are bushed. The days are long and dreary, and when darkness finds her seat, then Mile Grove is laden with a loneliness complete. The bushbirds cease their singing in the branches overhead. They seek their nightly perches, and the nightbirds come instead. The moon is slowly rising, making all a ghostly white, and I sit with spirits sinking, and I listen to the night. I hear the horse bells tinkling across the mile flats. I hear the wagtail's night song and the flitting of the bats. I hear the night owls hooting as they from their slumber wake, and a sad old curlew crying too, as if his heart would break. I hear the old ewes bleating to their lambs out on the plain, a flock of wood ducks winging on their way towards the drain. Hear the night wind sobbing out its sorrow to the trees, and sounds I can't account for come drifting on the breeze. And then old Roy starts barking loud at something he can hear, the signs of someone coming, and then I strain an eager ear. Another disappointment, blast a dog clear out somewhere, and old Roy seems to wonder why I look at him and swear. And so the horse bells tinkle and the nightbirds sound their cheese. The night wind goes on sobbing out its sorrow to the trees. The curlew wails his story till the heart cannot but move. And oh, so the night goes over lonely Mile Grove, a cozy little cottage lying lonely in the scrub, far from the noise and bustle of the township and the pub, where seldom there's a happening to make the heart rejoice. The same old story over in the big scrub's mournful voice. Same old story over in the big scrub's mournful voice.